Okay, so Ayin Amud Beis. So just to refresh our recollections, we're talking about the obligation to bring a korban chatat. If you do an avera b'shogeg, you bring the korban chatat. If amazing, you be chayav karet. So we said by Shabbos it's a little unusual because you have sometimes if you forget Shabbos. So then you bring one chatat, but if you forget the malachot and you remember Shabbos, you have to bring numerous korbanot chatat based on each malacha that you did. Now, there's another halacha that comes into play with this. Now, when it comes to the korban chatat, it says, Oho dai lav chatato, if he became notified of his aveira. So Chazal teach us if a person ate kizayit chalev, let's say I had one kizayit, an olive's worth of chalev. Chalev is something that I'd have to bring in korban chatat b'shogeg, and I didn't realize I ate the chalev. At 9 o'clock I ate a kizayit chalev, I didn't realize anything. And then at 10 o'clock I ate another kizayit chalev, I didn't realize anything. So then at 11 o'clock I realized I ate chalev at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, so then I bring one korban chatat, because there was no yediyah in between. All right, so let's see the Gemara now on six lines from the bottom, on Ayin Amud Beis. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Katsar v'tachan kigro geret. Now, he did Katsira. Katsira is one of the Avot Malachot, and Bli Neder on Monday will have the Lamatet Malachot. I hope everybody will be here Monday night. So for Katsira is reaping, but Katsira is usually harvesting grain. Let's say I harvest grain, v'tachan, and then I grind the grain, is another Avot Malachot, kigro geret. I do it. The shear, grogeret, is a dried fig. So the minimum shear, again, for all the malachot on Shabbos, there's a shear for each malacha. So the shear for things that relate to food is a grogeret. Grogeret is a dried fig. So if I harvested enough grain in the amount of like a dried fig, like a certain number of grains, and then I ground those things, so I violated Shabbos with both of those malachot. But meanwhile, though, b'shigat Shabbat uzdon malachot. So he forgot today was Shabbos, but he knows the malachot are prohibitive, he would know. So far, he's chayav one korban chatat, right? He forgot today. He forgot today was Shabbos. Everybody with me? He forgot today was Shabbos, and he did ketzira and tchina. He's chayav one korban chatat, right? He says, then the chazar b'katzar b'tachan kigro gered b'zdon Shabbat b'shigat malachot. So I don't know if it's the same Shabbos, maybe it's the next Shabbos. He does the same thing. I guess this is his favorite pastime. He does ketzira and tchina, and he says, like the gro gered, but now he realizes it's Shabbos, but he forgot the malachot are prohibited. So for the second group, normally we'd say he's chayef two korban al-chatat. V'noda loach ketzira tchina shugat Shabbat u'zdon malachot, and then somebody tells him, you know, whatever, last week you did this, that, the other. He says, oh my God, I'm chayav a korban chatat. Then, because of an oda loa, ksira veil tchina shlutzon shabbat shigat malachot. Then somebody tells him about the second group. So he's got one big sort of informational meeting when he discovers that he has a lot of aveirot to clear up. So we're on the top line on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, ksira gorera ketzira, utchina gorera tchina. So here, in other words, he was chayav first to bring the one korban, in other words, the one korban for both, ksira and tchina. So that's going to drag along the other malachot that he did. That's greira. In other words, the Gemara is introducing an idea. Just like we saw before, that if I eat a kizayis chalev, and then I forget about it, and then I eat another kizayis chalev, and I didn't know anything about it, and then another kizayis chalev, so it's one korban for both. So the Gemara is saying here, I was chayev the korban chatat for ketzira and tchina. That korban chatat, which I just discovered now, you know, 10 days later, that's going to drag along the other chi of korban chatat for ketzira and the other chi of korban chatat for tchina. That's what we'll wait one second. Then he says, aval, on the second line, again, so again, he had this bundle, right? He's got the bundle that everything is ksira tchina together. That's the first set of aveirot. It's bundled together. One korban for both. So that's going to drag along the other two. Now, he says, aval, on line two, on Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, aval, nodalo al ksira sozdon Shabbat, v'shigat malachot. Now, let's say he just discovers he did ketzira when he was mazed on Shabbos, but he forgot the malachot. So now this korban that he is first apprised of is just for ketzira. He says, meaning if the one second. Yeah, that's the first thing he discovers. The first thing, and then he discovers the other one. So he says, "Vashia Malachot Ktsira Gerera Ktsira." So one Ktsira is going to drag along the other Ktsira, and then Uktchina Sheima, and the Tchina which is linked to it, Uktchina Shekenegda B'Mkomo Omedet, and the Tchina by itself will remain by itself. Let me repeat again. Okay, let's just go over again. So we're talking about multiple obligations to bring in. Let me just start once more. Okay, so we said when it comes to Korban Chatat by Shabbos, there's a difference if I forgot Shabbos or I forgot the Malachot. So if I forget today is Shabbos and I do a zillion Malachot, I'm chayav one Korban Chatat, right? If I remember today is Shabbos and I do a zillion Malachot, I'm chayav multiple Korban Chatat. That's the first Yisod. Everybody good so far, I hope. All right. Now, so the question is, let's say I do both. In other words, I mix and match. I have both varieties. So here, in the example that Rava gives, I did Ktsira and Tchina. I did two Malachot, but I did the two Malachot with Shigat Shabbos. So I'm chayav one Korban Chatat, if I would discover right then. But then before I even learn about that, either later that day or on another Shabbos, I remember it's Shabbos and I forget the Malachot. So then I do Ktsira and Tchina again. So now I have, for that by itself, I be chayav a separate Korban for Ktsira, a separate Korban for Tchina. That's what I would normally be chayav. Then I discover, I'm notified of the first violation of Shabbos, then I'm notified of the second violation of Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying that the first violation of Shabbos is a package. The Ktsira and Tchina are packaged together. I have like this package with Ktsira and Tchina. So that package, I could pull along the other Chiyuvim, which is another Ktsira, another Tchina. In other words, I had another Ktsira, another Tchina. I could pull it all along because that's the same thing as if I ate chaylev, and then I didn't learn anything about it. Then I ate another kizayis of chaylev, and then I discovered I ate two kizayisim of chaylev. So those two are joined together. So here the Gemara is extending it and saying here too. The only difference is that here in one case he was chayav one korban for both together. The other he's chayav each malacha, but it drags it along. It could drag it along. Let me just do two more lines, and I'll pause and I'll take some questions. Okay. So the Gemara says, now on the fifth line, so again, so according to Rava, so in one case, if I discover the chiyuv of the package, in other words, I discover the chiyuv korban chatat for the package deal, which was the ksira and tchina together, that'll drag along the separate obligation to bring a korban for ksira and a separate obligation to bring a korban for tchina. But if it's the other way around, let's say I discover I'm chayev, first discover that I'm chayev for the when I remembered it was Shabbos, but I forgot the Malachot, I learned that I did Ktsira, so I have the Chiyuv of Ktsira first. So the Chiyuv of Ktsira will pull along the package. The package is the Ktsira and Tchina, but the Tchina that I did, you know, on that same Shabbos when I remember Shabbos, that's left high and dry. Abaye Amar Tchina Nami Gorera Tchina Shem Tchina Achati. Abaye says, look, it's like one long train. In other words, the first, again, imagine like three train cars. The first train car is the Ktsira train car. The second train car is going to be the train car with the Ktsira and Tchina together. And the third train car will be the one with the Tchina by itself. So it all gets dragged along. All right, let me just pause for a second. I see a lot of blank faces here. Let me unmute everybody. How do I unmute? I'm trying to unmute everybody. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you mean Abaye or Rava? Okay, so Rava has two. Rava has two dinim. You know, can I see your face, Yosef? I only see half the face. There we go. So Rava's got two dinim. Again, we have the guy. He's an active person being Mechal Shabbos. So if the sequence is that he forgot today was Shabbos, and then he did two Malachot, he's chayav one korban. So that's what he does. He forgets today's Shabbos. He does Ktsira Tchina. Now he's chayav one korban for both. But then, I think it's more likely on another Shabbos, before he learns about the first Aveira, on another Shabbos, he remembers it's Shabbos, but he forgets that Ktsira Tchina are prohibited on Shabbos. So now he's chayav two korbanot. Then he learns, he discovers the first obligation. Then somebody reminds him that, oh, last Shabbos was X, and he realizes, oh my God, I forgot it was Shabbos of the Ksirin Tchina. So now that invokes the obligation for the one korban together, which is the package deal. And think of it like train cars. So the one train car has got Ksirin Tchina in it. Then he remembers his second violation of Shabbos, which was Ksirin Tchina. So Rav is saying that the first train car, which has got Ksira and Tchina in it, can pull along the second train car, which also has Ksira and Tchina in it. That's the first one. The second sequence is, it's the same fact pattern, but he discovers the separate obligations first. He's reminded, or somehow he remembers, that there was an incident where he remembered it was Shabbos, but he forgot about Ksira and Tchina. But Ksira first. So now the first train car just has Ksira in it. So that train car could pull along the other train car that also has Ksira in it, which is the package deal, the Ksira and Tchina. But the third train car, which Tchina can't pull along according to Rava. Bai says, no, it can even pull along the third train car also. The third, it's Greira with Greira. In other words, Greira is pulling it along, and then the second train car has got Tchina in it, so then the Tchina gets long dragged along. Okay, does everybody got that, or people got questions on this so far? Anybody else? Fern, you're good. Ruth, I can't hear you, Ruth. Can't hear you. Yeah, what's up? All right, well, I got Fern and Ruth. From the perspective of the Chote, I think most people would rather be absolved with one korban for all the Raveirot rather than to bring two korbanot to be absolved with the Raveirot. So either way, I'm going to get absolution, but if you ask me which would I prefer, yeah, I prefer one korban. Yeah, that's what most people would prefer. So that's really, but you are obligated. If you do a Aveira B'Shogeg, it's not optional. You're obligated to bring the Korban Chatat. Okay, Ruth, what's up with you? What's up? I can't hear you. I did. It's plugged in, Ruth. My headgear is plugged in. All right. Is it something at your end? Are you unmuted? Let me see what's going on with Ruth. All right, I don't know what the problem is, Ruth. We got a lot of problems with the computer today. I just don't know. But you are unmuted, and I don't know why I could not hear you. What? Let me check everything. 1 second. Yes, I have. All right, I don't know what the problem is, Ruth. Okay, we're going to move on. Let me see if I have here with Mike. All right, let's go on. Okay, all right, so now... Okay, so we're on the sixth line on Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, 71A. Did you want to say something, Aaron or Moshe? What? You're good. Arthur? You good? Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so let's see further. Okay. What? All right, just mute yourself. Okay, let's see further. Now, on the fifth line. So do you have, there's a... what do they call this thing? I forgot. There's what is this thing? Looks like a hot dog. What is this called? I don't know. All right. Anyway, make sure you got everything on, Ruth. Maybe there's a switch or button you have to turn or something like that. Okay. So Ayin Aleph and Min Aleph. Umit le Rava Greira. Does Rava really haul from this idea Greira? Greira is the choo-choo train. He says by Itmar, but it was stated Achal Shnei Zeite Chelev Behelim Echad. He ate two kizesim of chelev. Chelev is the forbidden fat, and you have to bring korban chatat for it, with one act of halama. In other words, he ate a kizayis, and he ate another kizayis. But notalo alakat mehen, and then he was notified only concerning one kizayis of chelev, b'chazer ba'achal kizayit b'helemo shosheni. Then, in other words, it means like this. 9 o'clock he ate a kizayis of chelev, and he didn't realize it was chelev. At 10 o'clock he ate another kizayis of chelev, before he learned about the first Aveira, and he didn't know it was Chelev. And then he discovers that at 9 o'clock he ate a Kazayis of Chelev. Then he says, V'chazer b'achal Kazayis ben le'mo shosheni. Then he eats a third Kazayis of Chelev at 11 o'clock. So he ate a Kzaisa Chelev at 9 o'clock, a Kzaisa Chelev at 10 o'clock, and a Kzaisa Chelev at 11 o'clock. At 10:30, he learned that he ate a Kzaisa at 9 o'clock. He still didn't discover about the 10 o'clock Chelev. So he says, Amar Rava, hevi korban al Rishon, Rishon v'sheni mitkaprin. So Rava says, if he brings a korban for the first chelev, the 9 o'clock chelev, so that'll drag along the 10 o'clock chelev. He says, now one second, give me one second, Right. Okay, right. So he says, Hevi korban al rishon, rishon v'sheni mitkaprin, shlishi eino mitkaper. The third one, in other words, Yediya, when I learn about an Aveira, that's like an iron wall that comes up. It's mafsik. So once I learn, in other words, once I learn that I did the Aveira on the first Kzayis Chelev, so then the iron wall, you know, was put up. He says, V'sheni shlishi eino mitkaper. Hevi korban al shlishi, Shlishi v'sheni mitkaper, and Rishon v'sheni mitkaper. Okay, let me just hold on one second. Right. So it means like this. In other words, he has a lapse of awareness concerning these Aveirot. So when he eats the 9 o'clock Chelev, then he eats the 10 o'clock Chelev. So that's in the same lapse of awareness. It's like he's in Yenim's belt. He doesn't realize either one. Then, at 10:30, he discovers that he ate Chelev at 9 o'clock. So the first two are still in the same act of a lack of awareness, but he just didn't learn about the 10 o'clock one yet. Now he eats a third Kzayis HaChelev at 11 o'clock. That's in a different parsha. That's in a different parsha than the 9 o'clock one, because the 9 o'clock he discovered already. But it's in the same lapse of awareness as the 10 o'clock one. So it means like this. In other words, Rav is working with the idea, when did he discover his Aveira? When did he discover his Aveira? So if he ate the Chelev at 9 o'clock, then he ate the Chelev at 10 o'clock. Then at 10:30 he discovers that he ate Chelev at 9 o'clock. So the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock are still eaten in the same lapse of awareness. He didn't realize anything till 10:30. Same lapse of awareness. Now, the 11 o'clock one is not in the same lapse of awareness as the first one, because he already knows about the first one. So it means that there's one lapse of awareness for 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and there's also a different lapse of awareness for 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Those two he doesn't know about. And then eventually he discovers that he ate all three as Chelev. He ate all three. So let me just do the Gemara, then I'll go over in a minute. Okay. This was a difficult daf. I don't know what to tell you, but let's take a look again. So he says here, let me read it once more. On line 8 near the Amar Rava, let me go back. I'll go back to line 5. Umi'ilei l'Rava Greira. Does Rava hold from the idea of Greira that one thing can pull along something else? By Itmar, it was stated, Achal shnei zeite chelev behelem echad. He ate two kizesim of chelev in one lapse of awareness. And again, he ate at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. V'noda lo alakot mehem. Then, at 10:30, he discovers that he ate chelev at 9 o'clock. V'chazar b'chal kizayi behelem o'shal sheni. Then he eats another one at 11 o'clock, when he's still not aware of the 10 o'clock Chelev. And then, eventually, he discovers all three. So Amar Rava, hevi korban al Rishon, if he designates a korban for the 9 o'clock Chelev, Rishon v'sheni mitkaprin. So the first two are susceptible to kapara with that korban. In other words, they were committed in the same lapse of awareness. Things that are committed in the same lapse of awareness are susceptible to the same korban. So he could bring one korban for both. Shlishi eino mitkaper. The third one can't get kapara with that, because the third Kzayis Chelev is not in the same lapse of awareness as the 9 o'clock. 11 o'clock was not in the same lapse of awareness as 9 o'clock, because he knew at 10:30 that he'd eaten a Kzayis Chelev at 9 o'clock. He says, Hevi korban al shlishi, if he designates a korban for the 11 o'clock Chelev, shlishi v'sheni mitkaperin. So the 10 o'clock and the 11 o'clock could be mitkaper, rishon eino mitkaper. if he korban al ha'etzai, if he designates a korban for the 10 o'clock chaylev, nitkapru kulan. They all receive kapara. So again, so in this example, Rava is saying that if this is like the narrow halakha, that if an aveira was committed in the same lapse of awareness, one korban will fit for it, will carry through. But if it's in different lapses of awareness, meaning I made a discovery in between one act and the next act, so then it cannot join anymore together. Let me just repeat once more, okay? And then hopefully I see a lot of puzzled looking faces here. Okay, so again, chaylev is something you're chayav a korban chatat for. He eats chaylev, he doesn't realize it's chaylev. He eats chaylev, kazayis is a min mashir, at 9 o'clock. He does not realize it's chaylev. At this point, if he would discover it, he'd be chayav one korban chatat. Then he eats another kazayis chaylev at 10 o'clock. Then at 10:30, he discovers that the 9 o'clock, he ate chaylev at 9 o'clock. So once he discovers that, that's cutting off the 9 o'clock chaylev. That 9 o'clock chaylev is in a whole different, different draw. Then he eats chaylev again at 11 o'clock. And then he discovers everything, presumably. So now, if he brings a korban for the 9 o'clock chaylev, so that the 10 o'clock could be joined with that, because those two aveirot were committed in the same lapse of awareness. He didn't discover anything between 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. If he brings a korban for the 11 o'clock chaylev, so the 10 o'clock could also be included, because those two were committed in the same lapse of awareness. But if he designates a korban for the 11 o'clock, the 9 o'clock is not included. But if he designates a korban for the 10 o'clock chaylev, then everything's included, because the 9 o'clock was in the same lapse of awareness as the 10 o'clock, and the 11 o'clock was in the same lapse of awareness as the 10 o'clock. So everything could be included with that korban. But the point is, though, that Rava, if he would subscribe to the idea of Greira, like the choo-choo train that we were saying before, then he would hold that everything gets pulled along regardless. In other words, that was the idea, that we had different categories, but since it's similar aveira, it gets pulled along. That was the way we had originally. So let me do three more lines, and I'll pause. Hopefully we'll take it from here. So the Gemara says, so Abaye is the 10th line. So Abaye Amar, afilu vi korban al chamihen et kapru kulan. So Abaye says, look, if you bring korban for any of them, you get kapar for all of them, because the other aveira is so similar, it's identical, so it gets pulled along. It gets pulled along like with Greira. It gets pulled along with Greira. So I'm already bringing a korban for eating chaylev, so the other chaylev also gets pulled along with it. So he says, so the Gemara says, so apparently in this instance, Rava didn't hold from the idea of Greira. So the Gemara says, Bata de Shama Me Abaye Savra. After he heard Abaye propound it, then he Rava adopted it. Just two more lines. Ihachi tchina nami tigarer l'tchina. So if that's true, that Rava holds from Greira, how come in the first example he held Yechayev one korban for Ketzira, then the one for Ketzira and Tchina, but the last train car not? He says Greira itlay, Greira de Greira lately. He holds one, you get one shot at Greira, you don't get two shots at Greira. Okay, let's just pause for a minute and try to review and get our wits about this whole thing here. So we're talking about korban chatat, the sin offering. So if a person, I'm just repeating myself, he doesn't have aveira b'meiza to be chayav kare, so b'shogi is chayav a korban chatat. But it gets a little dicey with how many korbanot chatat you're obligated. So we take it that everyone agrees, if I have a kezayis of chaylev at 9 o'clock, then a kezayis of chaylev at 10 o'clock, and then at 10:30, I discover I ate two kizaisim of chaylev, everyone holds I'm chayav one korban chatat. Even though I did two acts, but the two acts are the same aveira, and then I discover it at the end of the day, so then I'm chayav one korban chatat. That's the first yisod. I assume everybody's good with that. Now, at the beginning of today's daf, what we got into is, what if I did sort of the same type of aveirot, ksira and tchinan Shabbos, but one was done with Shigat Shabbos, and one was done with Shigat Malachot. In one instance, I had forgotten today was Shabbos. In another instance, I forgot the Malachot. So we said that normally, if I forget today is Shabbos, so I'm chayiv one korban chatat. If I forget the malachot, I'm chayiv two korbanot chatat. But in this instance, he did the whole shebang, and then he discovers afterwards, either in one instance he discovers, but he discovers the truth, but he learns the truth, you know, piecemeal. In other words, first he learns one aveira, then he learns the other aveira. So Rava had said at the beginning of today's daf, if a person discovers that the instance where he forgot Shabbos, so now he bechayv one korban for the ksir and tchina. Then he discovers that he also is mechal Shabbos by remembering Shabbos, but he forgot the ksir and tchina. So the first one is the package deal for the ksira and tchina. That's going to pull along the second car of the train, also for ksira and tchina. One ksira, one tchina. In other words, my first package has got ksira and tchina in it. That's going to pull along the other obligation for ksira and tchina. Then, but if I do it the other way around, though, let's say I first discover the, or you know, I'm reminded that I had violated Shabbos by remembering it was Shabbos, but I forgot the malachot, I forgot ksira. They first remind me ksira. So the first train car is a ksira train car. That ketzira train car could pull along the other ketzira, which is linked to the tchina. So I have the first train car is ketzira, the second train car is ketzira tchina. The third train car, which is tchina, Rava says it can't pull along. It can't pull along. Because we're using the idea of greira, one thing pulling along. In other words, it's not exactly the same, but it's going to pull along something along the route. It's going to pull it along. In other words, and then Abayi says, no, the first train car can pull along both train cars. That's the first part we did today. Then we said, does Rava really subscribe to the idea? So it comes out at the end, Rava holds from Greira, one thing can pull something along, but Greira the Greira can't do. And Abayi holds even Greira the Greira. That's the way Abayi holds. Then the Gemara says, does Rava really subscribe to the idea of Greira? If he holds the idea of Greira, how come when we had, I ate the chaylev at 9 o'clock, I ate it at 10 o'clock, I ate it at 11 o'clock, but then at 10:30 I learned that I had eaten the chaylev at 9 o'clock, so the 11 o'clock is not in the same lapse of awareness as the 9 o'clock, so Rabbi says, if I bring a korban for the 9 o'clock, the 10 o'clock could be included with it, and if I bring the korban for the 11 o'clock, the 10 o'clock could be improved with to be pulled along with it, but if I bring 10 o'clock, then they could all be included with it because they're all in the same lapse of awareness. But if I hold from Greira, I would think that any korban you bring for one or the other would pull everything along. So the Gemara says that's the way Abaye holds, but Rava, when he heard this far from Abaye, then he concurred with it and he agreed with the idea of Greira. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? No. At 10:30, he discovers the 9 o'clock was chaylev. Right. Yeah. All right. So ultimately, the person himself would come and say, you know, would state what the facts are. He's the person himself, but the facts are not like as you know gross as the way you're describing it. In other words, let's say he had different cups in his refrigerator, and he thought each one was kosher fat, and he ate one, and then he afterwards discovers that was chaylev. Then he eats another one, he thinks that's kosher fat, and he discovers that's chaylev. Then he eats another one, he thought that was kosher fat, and he discovers that's chaylev. So it could be, in other words, you're creating a situation where it's so implausible that somebody would do that aveira, but it could be there is a situation where it is plausible. In other words, it is believable. You know what I mean? But ultimately, the sinner himself is going to be the one who's going to do it. Okay? I mean, there's an objective standard, but there's no policeman. Right. Okay. Okay. What's up, Fern? No, I think that before, we'll see on the Amud Beis, but I think before he brings the Korban, he discovers, before he brings the Korban, he discovers all the Aveirot. In other words, because when you bring Korban Chatat, you have to be mitvada, you have to confess your Aveirot on the Korban Chatat. So presumably he knows about it at that point in time. In other words, right, that's correct. All right, okay, everybody good. All right, let's keep moving. All right. Okay, so we're around midway down the column on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay, oh, Yosef, you still with us? I can't see your picture, but we're good. All right. So the idea is, the idea of Greira is sometimes things are similar, but they could pull along the other thing that's similar, even though normally it would be a separate korban for that thing. So the Gemara says, "Milta the pshita lehula by v'rava v'bay l'reb zera." That which was so obvious to by v'rava, meaning Greira, like the choo-choo train, that it works. That was a question that Reb Zera propounded. He says, "Dabai Reb Zera, Reb Zera mi Reb Yasi." Reb Zera propounded the following question for Reb Yasi: "Va'amilo by minei Reb Yirmiyah mi Reb Zera." Others say that Reb Yirmiyah propounded to Reb Zera. Katzar v'tachan. Now here, when it says katzar v'tachan, it means or. In other words, or before it was he did both. Here Rashi says it means he did one or the other. He did not do both. It says katzar v'tachan chatzi grogeret. Now again, so he does, let's say katzira. But chatzi grogeret, half a grogeret is half the dried fig, so that's not the shear to be mechayiv him in a korban chatat. B'shigat Shabbat azon melachot, he did it. He forgot today was Shabbos, but he knew melachot are prohibited. V'chazar v'katzar v'tachan chatzi grogeret b'zon Shabbat shigat melachot, and then I think it's easier to think on another Shabbos. He remembered it was Shabbos, but he forgot the malacha, and he did another chatzi grogeret. So mahu sheitztarfu. Can I say that those two half? So he did half an aveira and half an aveira, but each half aveira was sort of, you know, inherently different from the other half aveira. One half aveira he forgot today was Shabbos. The other half aveira he forgot that the malacha was. He knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot that the malacha was prohibited. So he's got two half aveirot. Can they join together now to create one obligation for a korban chatat? So Amar Lei, so again, so we had the first who came to was Rabbi Zeru was posing to Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Asi says to him, Amar Lei, chalukin lechataot v'lo mitztarfin. In other words, he's saying two things. Lu yatsur, he would do each, in other words, if he would do the shear, each one and the other one, and then discover both, they cannot be joined together, which is different than we said together. So they're chalukin lechataot and a mitztarfin. As a result of that, they can't be mitztaref. So in other words, this Rabbi Asi is rejecting what Abai V'Rabba had said before. Abai V'Rabba said, I can have one type of aveira with shigat Shabbos, another type of aveira with shigat Malachot, and they could be mitztaref. And here is saying, no, they can't be mitztaref. So the Gemara says, "V'chol heichad chalukin lechataot lo mitztarfi." You mean where a person could be obligated separate chataot? They can't be mitztaref. So the Gemara is going to propound a question. V'atnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Krito. Achal chaylev v'chaylev behelim echad inu chayav alachat. If he had a kizayis of chaylev and another kizayis of chaylev in one lapse of awareness, he's only chayav one korban. So far, so good. If he ate these chelev dam notar pigul, those four aveirot, he ate chelev, he ate dam, notar is the chelev is the forbidden fat, dam is the forbidden blood, and then the notar is that which is left over from the korban past its time, and pigul, that which he had machsheves pigul, he thought that he would consume the korban outside the right time. But each one of those are an aveira, a chiv karet, but he did it a shogeg, so he's chayav a separate korban for each one. He says chayav a kol chavichat zu chomer b'minim har b'miminachad. So that last piece is a tremendous chomer when you have different aveira. There was the chaylev and the chaylev one korban, but the chiv, the notar, the other thing that the separate korbano. Now here's the part. Zu chomer b'minachad b'minim har. The following stringency is a stringency with one min. with one the same type of thing from many minim. Shemachal chatzi zayit v'chazer achal chatzi zayit miminachad chayav. If I ate a chatzi zayit and then I ate a chatzi zayit, I'm chayav in a korban. Mishnei minim patur. From two different minim is patur. We're going to get to the question in a minute. Vavinan ba, we were osek in this Mishnah, and we asked the following question. Vavinan ba, miminachad chayav srichel meymar. That's so simple. If I ate a chatzi zayit, and then in one lapse of awareness, I eat another chatzi zayit, obviously I'm chayav a korban chatar. So he says, v'am Reish Lakish min shum bar tutni. Reish Lakish said in the name of bar tutni to explain that Mishnah, that the two half kizaitim were cooked differently. One was, let's say, roasted, and the other was boiled. So it's cooked as two different tamchuy is a dish. Rabbi Yoshua he da'amar tamchuyin mechalkin. So the Tana Rabbi Yoshua holds that if I have things that are cooked differently, that's like a different isur. Just like we said, chelev v'dam, according to Rabbi Yoshua, if I ate a kezayis chelev and it was cooked one way, another kezayis chelev cooked another way, so Rabbi Yeshua would say that's two korbanot chatat. So he says, the amar tamchuyin mechalkin. So this Mishnah we think is going like the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana Rabbi Yeshua holds when dishes are cooked differently, that's like two different isurim. That's an isur of chelev and an isur dam, even though it's all chelev. It's like black and white. So it's two separate korbanot chatat. So he says, "Mahu detema." So I would have thought, "Amar Rabbi Yeshua bein lekula bein lechumra." I would have thought that Rabbi Yeshua holds his shita whether it results in a chumra, which is a chumra that I'm chayav two korbanot chatat for kezayis and kezayis, or lekula if I have half a kezayis chelev which is roasted and half kezayis chelev which is boiled, that would leave me with a leniency that I'm not chayav a korban chatat. I would have thought that. So he says, Kamashmalan to Lakulo Amar, Lahula Kamar. So Kamashmalan, so this Mish is teaching me that he only holds his Shita when it results in a stringency. If it results in a leniency is here, he does not hold from it. And he holds that indeed you are chayv. So again, so what we're taking from this Mishnah, the way we understand it now, is that I'm eating a half a gezayis of chaylev, but it was roasted. I'm eating another half of kezayis chelev, and I don't realize about the first aveira. I'm eating another half of kezayis, which is boiled, and then I discover I ate both kezayisim. So even though each kezayis would normally be a separate korban, but in this instance we're going to join it together. We're going to join it together. Let's take a look. So he says, let's take a look. He says, "Bahacha." This is five lines from the bottom. "Bahacha de chelukin lechataot." So they get a separate korban chatat, and it's like chelev and dam. They get a separate korban chatat, become mitztarfi, and they are mitztarif. They are brought together. So that's different from what Rabbi Yossi said above. All right, let me just do another five lines, and I'll try to summarize. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, so the Gemara says, let me just repeat a little bit. Okay, so again, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yossi a question. And from his answer, you see that that Rabbi Yossi does not hold from Greira. And the question is a little complicated. He asked if a person he did half a malacha with forgetting it was Shabbos, and half a malacha forgetting the malacha is prohibited. So can those two half malachot joined together for one korban chatat? That's Reb Zera posed to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, joined together, those two can definitely not join together because they would normally be separate korbanot. In other words, if you have Zdon Shabbos and versus Zdon Malachot, in other words, Shigas Shabbos versus Shigas Malachot, so they'd be normally separate chataot, they cannot join together. So they can't join together, and so with the Chatzi Shia, they also can't join together. That's what he said. So the Gemara says, what you mean, things that if they are a separate korban chatat, normally they can't join together? He says, but we see that over here in this Mishnah, he's trying to prove that we have the chelev, which is cooked, fried, and the chelev, which is boiled, which normally would be like chelev and dam, never the twain should meet. And yet, the Mishnah says, if I eat a half a gezeis of one and half a gezeis of the other, then they are mitztaref. So that's the question. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, again, this is five lines from the bottom of the Gemara, the fourth very wide line from the top. Amar Lei, Mar Reisha Matni Lo Vakashale. You're learning the Mishnah, the statement of Reish Lakish is going on the first statement, which is, when you eat a chatzi shir mimin achad, so it's mitztaref. And then Reish Lakish said, that's going like Rabbi Yoshua. He says, Anana Seifa Matni Namlan Velo Kasha Lan. We learned that Reish Lakish's statement went on the last line of the Mishnah, which said, last line of the Mishnah said, if I eat Mishnei Minim Patur. Mishnei Minim Patur, Srich Lameimar. So the Mishnah said, if I eat, I ate half a kezias from one Min A and half a kezias from Min B, so I'm exempt from a Korban Chatat. We think it means as if I would have like half a kezias of Chalef and half a kezias of Dam. So I'm Patur from a Korban Chatat. So the Gemara says, "Shri Klamei, does the Tani even have to teach me that?" But Amar Reish Lakish Shum Bar Tutnim. So here he's learning that concerning this, or the Gemara is learning that Reish Lakish said, "Nei Bar Tutni, Niolami Minachad." No, it's really talking about the same man. He's eating from Chalev. The Amai Kari Lashnei Minim. Why does he say it's from two different Minim? He says, "Sha'achlo B'Shnei Tamchuyin," because they were each prepared differently. One was fried and one was boiled. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, he damar tamchuin mechalkin. And this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that different dishes create different chi of korban chatat. V'hak kamashvulan, da'am Rabbi Yeshua, bein lekudu, bein lechumra. So the time of the Mishnah is different than the first one we learned. The Mishnah is teaching me that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua holds his halacha, bein lekudu, bein lechumra, which makes more sense, al pi svara. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if I cook a dish a certain way, That's one aveira. I cook a dish another way, it's a different aveira. It's like apples and oranges. It's like chalev and dam. So if I have the chalev which is roasted and the chalev which is boiled, so and I eat both, so I have two korbanot chatat and they can never join together. If I eat half a gezeis of one and half a gezeis of the other, there's no chi of korban chatat because they're totally different aveirot. So the Gemara says, "Mi deseifa min achad u'shnei tamchuyin." Since the seifa is one type of food and just cooked differently, so mechlal, from here I could deduce the top line on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, dechresha min achad v'temchuy achad. So then presumably, in the resha, in other words, if shnei minim means the same type of food cooked differently, then presumably min achad means the same type of food cooked the same way. He said v'temchuy achad. Min achad v'temchuy achad srich l'meimar. Why would he have to teach me that if I have half a kezayis of chaylev, and half a kezayis of chaylev can be mitztaref. So Amar Rav Huna, hachamay askin ko shetalo yediyah bein atayim. That it's talking about he ate half a kezayis of chaylev, then he discovered that he ate the half kezayis of chaylev. Then he ate the second half kezayis of chaylev. V'ram gamlil hi, da amar, ein yediyah l'chatzi shir. The Tana Rav Gamlil holds that yediyah for chatzi shir is not called the yediyah. So if I learn that I ate a chatzi shir, then I eat another chatzi shir, those two are mitztaref altogether. Okay, let's just take a big pause. I'm sorry this was so difficult today. We're not done yet with the daf. I think the rest of the daf will be a little easier. But let's just take it through as best we can. The basic idea we discovered is that everybody agrees if I have a gezeis of chalev and then I'm not aware of it, then I eat another gezeis of chalev, and then I learn that I ate two gezeisim of chalev, I'm chayav one korban chatat. That's the basic yisod for our Gemara today. But then the question becomes, let's say it's something where I would have, it's a situation where I would have a separate chiv korban. Can one korban pull along the other korban if it's like the same type of thing? So we started off, I'm not going to repeat it again, I'm just too tired from repeating this so many times, but the way we had, like, you violated Shabbos with Shigat Shabbos, then you did with Shigat Malachot, you had Ksira Tchina. So if the first car of the train was a Ksira and Tchina train car, so that could pull along the other cars that are Ksira and Tchina. Since the first car is a Korban that contains Ksira and Tchina, it can pull along the other Aveira with Ksira and Tchina, even though that Aveira would normally be a little bit different. It's not exactly the same type of Aveira, because that Aveira was committed in a way that I'd be kind of a Korban for each one. this aver was committed in a type of aver chayiv of one korban for both. But notwithstanding, it's a little bit different. It could pull it along. It could pull it along. It's gerera. And then we said, conversely, if I discovered the katsira first, so the first train car is a katsira train car, that could pull along the other katsira. The other katsira is joined with the tchina. So that could pull along the other katsira. Even though one was shigat Shabbos and one was shigat Malachot, they could pull each other along. That's the idea of gerera. And then, according to Abaye, they could pull along even the last car, which is the tchina train car. Then, all right. And then, all right. Anyway, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Nobody? I don't know if that's good or bad. All right, let's go on. Yeah, what's Aaron Moshe? What do you got? Yeah, well, we're not there, so this is what we got. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Okay, we're on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we're very grateful for Aaron Moshe gave me that whiteboard, two whiteboards. Okay, but the other one, I don't know where it is exactly. All right, let's take a look. All right, now we're on the fifth line on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Itmar, Achal Shnei Zeite Chelev Behelem Echad. Now, he eats two Kezesim of Chelev in one act of Halama. So he has one kezayis at 9 o'clock, one at 10 o'clock, v'notalola rishon, and then he discovers that he ate chayav at 9 o'clock, v'chazav v'notalola sheni, and then he discovers that he's chayav for the second one. All right, now this machloket will relate to the earlier machloket with the Abaye v'Rava, so we just got to be patient with this a little bit. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayav shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says that he's chayav two korbanot chatat. Reish Lakish Amar Einu Chayav Alachad. Now, Reish Lakish says he's only Chayav one Korban Chatat. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav Al Chatato Vehevi. So it says in the Torah that when he does an Aveira, he'll bring an Aveira for each Chayav, for each sin. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Pshutu Kamashmao, so he has a separate Korban for each one. He says, Reish Lakish Amar Patur, one korban do for both, mechatto v'nislachlo, because he'll bring an aveira mechatto, like even though it's for partly aveira, but still he gets total absolution. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says Reish Lakish Aktiv al chatto v'evi. What does Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Hahu la'achar kapara. Reish Lakish would say after the person has already brought the korban, so the train has left town, and then he discovers it. Then you're right; he's got to bring a separate korban for each one. But he said, "But not before." According to Rabbi Yochanan, we have pasuk that I get the discount deal. Rabbi Yochanan said the discount deal is in the following scenario: he ate a kezayis and a half. We don't know what kezayis. Then he learned he ate a kezayis. V'chazer v'achal kezayit acher. And then he ate another half kezayis. Kachatzi zayit, belen moshel sheni. Same lapse as the first one. Mal detema litztarfu, I might have thought that the second chatzi zayit could join up with the first chatzi zayit that was left over, kamashmulan, not this way. All right, now, this is going to be tricky. The Gemara is going to explain about when he discovers everything, but the basic idea, we have to hold, the basic idea is, he's eating two kezesim behelim echad, which is what I said before is chayav one korban. We'll have to wait. Earlier I said you chayav one korban. So now the Gemara is saying, if I eat two kezesim behelim echad, Rabbi Yochanan says I'm chayav two korbanot chatat, and Reish Lakish says I'm only chayav one. That's the basic idea we're learning. Now, they're each basing themselves on psukim, but we have to clarify, when does he learn everything? This is going to be the $64,000 question. So let me just do a little bit, and we'll see what happens now. So Amar le Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi. Now Ravina Ravashi, they're the Misadre HaGemara. Those are the people. They're the end of the Zman Amoraim. They're the ones who compiled the whole Shas. So Amar le Ravina Ravashi. Now he figures there are three possibilities in this machloket. Three possibilities. Dityadale kodam hafrasha plihi. Possibility A is the machloket is he learns the true facts before he designates his korban, before he designates the korban. Uvaha plihi. And the machloket is as follows. Damar savar yidiot machalkot. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that knowledge breaks everything up. So again, He ate a kazayis chelev at 9 o'clock. He ate a kazayis chelev at 10 o'clock. Then he learned he ate a kazayis chelev at 9 o'clock, and then he learned he ate a kazayis chelev at 10 o'clock. But he learned it in one yediyah, then another yediyah. So Rabbi Yochanan holds those yediyah. The fact that I learned everything at a later point in time, that's mechalik. That's mechalik. Have a separate kli of korban. Umar Savar, Reish Lakish holds hafrasho mechalkot. That learning at the end doesn't make a difference. The main thing is, when did I separate the korban? Before I designated my korban, I knew that I had all those chiyuvim, all the chiyuvim, and b'meila the hafrashot or mechalkot. Now, the way we'll have to learn, if this is the machloket who came to A, so then we could say that Abaye and Rava held like Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish holds that if I discover my aveirot before I designate my korban, so it could all join together in one korban. So if I ate a kazayis chelev at 9 o'clock, I know the kazayis at 10 o'clock, and then even if I learn the 9 o'clock, I learn the 10 o'clock, but I learn it all before I designate the korban. That's one korban. So within that ukimta, we could say that they are all holding like Reish Lakish. That's one possibility. He says, aval lachar hafrasha, but if he discovers after you already designated the korban, modi relay Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan the chayiv shtayim. Then Reish Lakish, so in other words, Reish Lakish would say, after he designated the korban, now he discovers that he ate chayiv at 10 o'clock, and now when you already designated the korban, yeah, you're right, you chayiv two korbanim. That's what Reish Lakish will say. Now that's possibility A. Odilma, possibility B. Odilma. Or perhaps the machloket is when he discovers the absolute truth after he designates the korban. Uvaha pligi, and the machloket is as follows. He says, "Demar savar hafrashot machalkot." In other words, Rabbi Yochanan will hold that once I designate the korban, that's like the wall coming down. I designated the korban. I can't tack anything onto this korban because I designated the korban. And I thought I was just the 9 o'clock of Era. So that's it. It's history. So now, if I learn about the 10 o'clock, I have to bring another korban. Umar Savar Kaparot Machalkot. But Reish Lakish will hold, no, it's not over till it's over. So the kapara is the key. The kapara is when it's shefted and the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So if I discover before I sort of use the animal, so I can top everything on the animal. That's another way to understand it. Aval kodem hafrasha, but if he discovers before hafrasha, modele Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish deinu chayav al achad. So Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Reish Lakish that it's only chayav one. So in this ukimta, so we could say that it's a libet kuli alma. Bai v'rava could be like everybody that he discovers. Before the hafrasha, he's only chayav once. That's the way we'd have to say it. Now, odilma or possibility C. Odilma bein bezu uvein bezu machloket. Perhaps the machloket is across the board, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan holds I'm always chayav two, even if I discover it before the designation of the korban, and Reish Lakish holds that I'm always chayav one unless I discover it. After the kapara, after it's already been brought. He says, so that's his question. Is machloket A, B, or C? So that's what Ravina says to, Ravashi. So Amalei Ravashi says back to him, Mistabra, it's logical, bein bezu machloket. It's logical that they have the machloket across the board. I mean, option C. He says, the isakadai hakodim hafrasha pligi, because if you'll assume, like option A, they have the machloket only before hafrasha, before the animal has been designated, aval achar hafrasha, modelei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, after hafrasha, Reish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, that yechayim multiple korbanot, dechayiv shtayim, ademuchim leikra la'achar kapara. So if you remember, above, we asked what Reish Lakish does with the pasuk, that's propounded by Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Mechatato. So instead of saying that's talking about after the korban is brought, he says luk milachar hafrasha. He should teach me the greater chiddush that is brought after hafrasha. That would be the way we'd expect it. And the Gemara takes it that these psukim were darshan by the chachamim in the Beis Medrash. He says v'i achar hafrasha pligi. And if the machloket is after hafrasha, about kodem hafrasha modulei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but before hafrasha, Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that's one korban. Then chayv lachad a demukilei korab kazaynu mechza. Instead of saying the pasuk is talking about where he ate a kazayit and a mechza, 1.5 kazaytim, he says look me kodem hafrasha. He should say the pasuk is talking about before hafrasha. That's where you get the discount deal. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma sipuke misapgalei." Maybe the Chachamim were misupak. Who holds which? In other words, they don't know. In other words, and so they're saying, "V'im timsi lomar ka'amar." If timsi lomar kodem hafrasha pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan. If you'll say that it was before hafrasha, heki muki le lekra b'chzayda mechza. Right, he says. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't read right. He says, "Vim tislon kodem hafrasha pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan heki muki l'dekra." How will he establish the pasuk? He'll say b'chzayit mechza. "Vim tislon malachar hafrasha pligi reish lakish heki muki l'dekra b'lachar kapara." So, in other words, the Gemara wants to say they're not sure. The Chachamim were not sure what the contours of the machloket were, and they explained the pesukim in a way that would assume, you know, that even if this is the case, it's that way, and even in the case the other way. I'm sorry it was so difficult today. It was a difficult daf. It took a long time to study it. I don't know more to say. Anybody have any questions of what we did? I tried my best. All right, bro. Sure. Right. Everybody agrees he has to bring another korban. Yeah, everybody agrees on that. The trickier part is when he discovers it after he designates the animal, actually, we had three ukimtas in the Gemara. We had according to one ukimta, the machloket is even before hafrasha. In other words, according to one opinion, the three possibilities are. Again, we have Machloka Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayav two korbanot. Reish Lakish says he's chayav one korban. So one possibility is the Machloket is before he designates the korban. But first he discovers Avera A, then he discovers Avera B. So he doesn't discover it both at the same time. So according to that version, Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayav two korbanot, and Reish Lakish says he's chayav one korban. But if it would be after he designates the korban, everybody holds he's chayav two korbano. That's the first ukimta. Then the second ukimta is that that the machloket is after hafrasha. In other words, that he discovers after he designates the korban, he discovers that he did two aveirot. So then Rabbi Yochanan holds he's chayav two, and Reish Lakish holds he's chayav one. But if he discovers after it's brought, everybody agrees that he's chayav two. All right, that's it. All right, I'm going to sign off now. All right, Bruchtia, okay, let me just turn off the tape.